In Wyoming and many states in the West, water is a precious resource. And as the climate continues to change, it could become even more scarce. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel has more.
It's no secret that Wyoming produces a lot of beef. After all, agriculture is Wyoming's third largest industry. But producing anything in this state requires a lot of resources, especially water.
Water is the lifeblood of the West, and that's overused, but yet it's entirely true.
That's Shannon Sims. He's a rancher in McFadden, a tiny town in southeast Wyoming. His family has been raising cattle for four generations, and they're teaching the fifth.
I'm only 40 years old, and so I've not seen any huge drastic changes that you wouldn't kind of suspect anyway. But that being said, you know, when I first started irrigating and whatnot in the mid-2000s, it was fairly simple.
Precipitation was consistent, which made it easier to plan their irrigation. And that matters because they have a pretty sizable ranch. 900 head of cattle move between irrigated upper pastures and floodplain lower pastures. They also produce a small amount of native hay in irrigated pastures to help support them for a few winter months. So changes in precipitation are a big deal on the ranch.
And over the last 3 or 4 years, our rainfall has gotten really sporadic. We'll get huge amounts of precip in the spring, and then it won't rain all summer, or it'll happen just the opposite, and we won't get that spring precip. And so the irrigating gets more complicated.
Sims is noticing something that researchers have been warning against for years. A warming planet can cause normal precipitation patterns to fall out of whack. It can lead to droughts, especially in areas already prone to it, like Wyoming.
This year was looking like it was going to be a terrible drought. And for most of the West, I think it still is. We're sitting at 110% of normal snowpack, and so we're looking really good right now. But if it doesn't snow between now and the 1st of May, then we're behind again. It changes that fast. We're always 2 weeks away from drought.
Snowpack. It's especially important in the West. That stored moisture helps create a steady freshwater supply as it melts throughout the spring. It fills the rivers and reservoirs and the irrigation ditches of ranchers like Sims. But warming temperatures threaten how long the snowpack lasts.
We can actually identify for every 1 degree C increase, we have 4.75 days early onset of spring snowmelt.
That's Dr. Jacqueline Schenker, a University of Wyoming professor who studies climate change and water resources in the Intermountain West. She says as temperatures rise, the snow starts to melt earlier than average. Shorter-lived snowpack means less stored water available to be shared.
And understanding that increases in temperature lead to early snowmelt and lead to increases in evaporation and diminished late-season flows in our streams, of which we have headwaters to three of the major rivers in the United States, is a pretty powerful thing.
For example, in 2012, parts of the Platte River went completely dry because of the extreme drought. Turns out new research shows that snowpack in the Rocky Mountain region will be less affected by warming temperatures than other areas. That's because 1 degree of warming is small relative to the large temperature swings our area normally experiences between seasons. This means snow should melt only a few days earlier than usual, which is not as drastic of a change compared to regions with less seasonal temperature change. So, as Western snow continues to face threats, municipalities, ranchers, and other agencies will have to change their management strategies. Without proper water resources here in the state, Wyoming beef wouldn't be able to feed people around the world like it does today. And ranchers like Sims and his family could lose their way of life.
It's up to us as managers to adapt to whatever's coming our way. We can't control the weather. We can't control regulations, and so it's up to us to adapt, and I think just embracing what we've got in front of us right here, right now, is probably the most important thing we can do.
It's only been a week, but it hasn't snowed yet, so Sims is still holding out hope that it snows before May and holds off the drought. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.